Track 3, Culture. Tony Christie. Tony Christie has enjoyed an incredible career, which includes over 40 albums, 70 singles and countless live performances. A living legend and national treasure, he brings his superb show to the Wolverhampton Grand Theatre this November as part of a national tour ahead of his incredible new album, Pop Nonsense. This music event will take place on the 3rd of November at the Grand Theatre in Wolverhampton from 7:30 onwards. Tickets will vary from £14.50 to £33.50 with a £3 booking fee. For more information about this event, please call the Grand Theatre, Wolverhampton on 01902 429212. Antiques Fair, organised by Antiques Bridge North. The Antiques and Collectors Fair will feature more than 25 stalls selling a wide variety of historical items such as silver, jewellery, militaria, ceramics and furniture. The event will run from 10 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. on the 4th of November at Bantock House Museum. Entry to the fair is £1.50 per person, with under 16s going in free of charge. Entrance to the rest of Bantock House Museum is free as normal, and refreshments will be available from the Courtyard Cafe, which is open from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. For more information about the Antiques and Collectors Fair, please call Antiques Bridge North on 01746 218525. For more information about the Bantock House Museum, please call 01902 552195. Lunch Lounge, Jesse Reid. Jesse Reid is an up-and-coming singer-songwriter from Shropshire. She combines fingerstyle and percussive guitar techniques with emotive, fragile and soulful vocal melodies to create a unique style of playing. Her innovative, folk-influenced songwriting has been said to enchant audiences, drawing comparisons with the likes of Ben Howard, Lucy Rose and guitarist Andy McKee. Jesse has already in 2018 supported Bride in Birmingham, as well as sharing stages with Brooke Bentham, Ciaran Lavery, the Travelling Band and Charlotte Carpenter. This free event will take place at the Symphony Hall, Birmingham on the 7th of November from 12:30 p.m. onwards. This musical event will be situated in the Level 3 foyer of the venue. The event is free and no booking fee is required. Dr. Jordan Peterson. Join Dr. Jordan B. Peterson, one-of-a-kind uplifting lecture, where he discusses overcoming life's biggest obstacles, how to improve oneself, and his new book, 12 Rules for Life, An Antidote to Chaos, have the opportunity to partake in the question and answers that follows the lecture, leave feeling better about the world. This spoken word event will take place on the 7th of November at Symphony Hall, Birmingham, from 7:30 p.m. onwards. Prices will start from £40.50 to £68, with a booking fee required. For more information about this event, please call Symphony Hall, Birmingham on 0121 780 3333. Dr. Peterson is a professor at the University of Toronto, a clinical psychologist and the author of 12 Rules for Life, An Antidote to Chaos. His now classic book, Maps of Meaning, The Architecture of Belief, offers a revolutionary take on the psychology of religion and the 100 or more scientific papers he published with his colleagues and students have substantively advanced the modern understanding of creativity and personality. As a Harvard professor, he was nominated for the prestigious Levinson Teaching Prize and is regarded by his current University of Toronto students as one of three truly life-changing professors. His classroom lectures on mythology and psychology, based on maps of meaning, were turned into a popular 13-part TV series on TVO. Joe Bayliss, album launch. Joe appears at the NAC for the first time to launch his new album, Book of Life. A prolific singer-songwriter, combining soulful, poetic lyrics that grab your soul with a laid-back, finger-picking guitar style. Calling on influences from John Martin, Damien Rice and Tom Baxter. His music falls somewhere between the cracks of new folk and indie folk, for those for whom a genre matter. His first album, Lost and Found, was produced in 2014, following on with Fairy Tales and Fables, and in 2017, Six Corners from Home. The latter disembarked from his usual one man and a guitar to a more lush, fuller sound. Book of Life sees his guitar and vocals return to the front, with simple layers of accompaniment from strings, vibraphone and percussion. Joe has been supported in the last year by Karen Hawthorne on vocals and Bev Cullen on percussion. But the NAC is in for a treat with the Roseborne duo joining them on stage for a selection of songs. The classically trained duo, Julian Bourne and Rebecca Rose, offer an exciting vibe from Mozart to Muse, previously accompanying bands from Ocean Colosseum, The Twang, Alex Ohm and The Lions, Liz Loppy, Dan Greenaway and Paul Mannell. Support will be from the superb Sam Schimmel. This album launch event will take place at the New Hampton Arts Centre, Wolverhampton, on the 7th of November from 7:30pm onwards, with tickets costing between £8 and £10, with a booking fee required. For more information about this event, please call New Hampton Arts Centre on 01902 572 090. The High Kings. The High Kings, the true heirs of Ireland's folk heritage, are delighted to announce that the first UK shows on their decade, the Best of the High Kings 10th Anniversary Tour in March 2018. The dates will feature new member George Murphy, who was drafted into the band late in 2017, following the departure of original High King Martin Fury. The November release of Decade, Best of the High Kings, has been greeted with record sales on both sides of the Atlantic, entering the Irish Independent album chart at number one and staying there for 3 weeks, and earning a very credible debut chart position in the Billboard World Music chart at 15. The Decade World Tour began in Ireland in early December 2017 and will run until the end of April 2019, taking in stops in every major territory in the world. The new live show will showcase fans' favourites from the High King's extensive catalogue from the past 10 years and will feature some new additions too. Early booking is advised for all the shows. Speaking from High King's headquarters in Dublin, Finbar Clancy today said, "After 10 years with the High Kings, we are delighted to say we have achieved what we set out to do in 2007. We have moved the Irish ballad tradition to the here and now, and we are deeply honoured to become the bearers of the torch, which has been borne with such power and dignity over the past half century by the Clancy brothers and the Dubliners." To say that the Hikings are charting a new course for Irish ballad music, equal parts rousing and reflective, energetic and insightful, is an understatement. They are essentially marking out a new and bright era for Irish folk music. This story will evolve for the next decade. This folk music event will take place on the 10th of November at Symphony Hall, Birmingham from 7:30 p.m. onwards, with tickets starting from £23 and a booking fee required. For more information about this event, please call Symphony Hall, Birmingham on 0121 780 3333.